We always start in the past. I guess 1970 would qualify as the past, when some dude no one had ever heard of, named Bob Prince, jumped out of the shadows with a whole album of bebop Charlestons on the Warner Brothers label that no one had any use for at all, from which the music you are hearing now was excerpted, the Blue Ribbon Charleston, by a 10-tet that included some of the very best jazz players in the world. Phil Woods was there on alto sax, so was Donald Byrd on the trumpet, with Al Cohn on tenor, Hank Jones piano. We are resurrecting this musical disaster because, frankly, it didn't deserve to die, and so we are giving it another chance as a welcoming gesture to the jazz dudes and dudettes of the past, the ones who made it and the ones who didn't, because what the hell? You came, you showed up, and now you got another shot at it. Today, the birds of the world are the vehicles of the music. And I guess you could say that Charlie Parker was a trendsetter when he turned How High the Moon into the study of birds. I'm gonna let Karen Allison take it from here.
Somewhere there's music, I'll faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above and love is far away too. Till it comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's heaven, it's where you are. Somewhere there's music, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will be still my heart, how high the moon.
Let the day, 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 let stála, lebo sa zvídala, lebo čekáš. Ja sem sa nevdala, na tebe čekala, si vysoko. Pro tvé hrkotání sladké nemám pokoj. Thank you. Lesti tě nenajdu, já tě hledat budu chodníčka. Kady lidé půjdu já zapítat, budu na Janíčka.
Dark and ragged tree. He's black as the highway that's leading me. Now he's diving down to pick up on something shiny. I feel like that black crow flying in a blue. Took a ferry to the highway, then I drove to a pontoon plane. I took a plane to a taxi, and a taxi to a train. I've been traveling so long, how am I ever gonna know my home when I see it again? I'm like a black crow flying in a blue. Of love and music, my whole life has been illumination, corruption, diving down to pick up on every shiny thing, just like that black crow flying in a blue. At my haggard face in the bathroom light, I looked out the window and saw that ragged soul take flight. I saw a black crow flying in a blue sky. Black crow flying
there was no less a personage than Charlie Parker, who turned to How High the Moon and made it into the jazz anthem that is Ornithology, and it was Karen Allison at the top of the spot that did the exact same thing. Karen was accompanied by Paul Smith piano, Danny Embry guitar, and Todd Strait drums. The next voice you heard belonged to Zuzana Lapchikova, a singer from Czechoslovakia, who handled the vocal duties on a 2000 album by the sensational Czech bassist George Mraz entitled Morava, which featured jazz arrangements of folk and popular music from Czechoslovakia. The pianist, also Czech, was Emil Viklicki. The drummer, however, was Billy Hart, strictly homegrown, having been born in Washington, D.C. in 1940. And just now, we heard a great singer sing a great songwriter. Diana Krall sang Black Crow, a song by Joni Mitchell. Diana accompanied herself on the piano, assisted by Christian McBride bass and Peter Erskine drums. Birds on Parade today on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Thank you.
Okay, I am often euphemized as a senior citizen and am given to sudden lurches into the past, which just happened as we parted company with the blackbirds and admired the plumage of the flamingo. One of my favorite tracks from the middle 50s, Miles Davis with Coltrane, Red Garland piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones drums, Bye Bye Blackbird, and a live Dave Brubeck track from the 1958 Newport Jazz Festival, Flamingo, Iconic Jazz Feathers, with Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond, alto sax, Joe Benjamin bass, and Joe Morello drums. And can anyone explain to me why Charlie Parker has so many imitators and Desmond has, well, none? Maybe it's just because no one could consistently keep their cool like Paul, whose style has been compared to a dry martini, which makes Bird what? Bourbon on the rocks? And just now, we heard some very retro music by the Soprano Summit Group, headed up by the twin soprano saxophones and clarinets of Bob Wilbur and Kenny DeVerne, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin Along, popularized by Al Jolson in the 1949 film Jolson Sings Again. In support of Bob and Kenny were Mark Shane, piano, Bucky Pizzarelli, guitar, Frank Tate, bass, and Hal Smith, drums. Birds in the Air today on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. So, Michael Golan Johnson, you're into birds, right?
Well, birds are cool. I don't know if I'd say that I'm into them any more than, you know, the next guy.
You couldn't just say yes to keep the conversation going?
Cool's not enough.
Okay, what's your favorite bird?
Hummingbird.
Totally cool answer.
Thank you.
The man with the angel's touch, Brad Mehldau, summons one of the Beatles' most poignant animal icons, Blackbird. Brad is assisted by Larry Grenadier bass and Jorge Rossi drums. A word about the music at the top of the spot. It was written and played by the Scottish saxophonist Tommy Smith, who made an album all about the beasts of Scotland. And this track was the one devoted to the Golden Eagle. Tommy's bandmates were Guy Barker, trumpet, Andy Piani, flute and alto sax, Steve Hamilton, piano, Alec Dankworth, bass, and Tom Gordon, drums and percussion. I wonder, why do birds seem so special somehow? Maybe they're God's messengers.
After they were dinosaurs, you mean? Why are you looking at me like that?
Thank you.
We're clearing out of here with the music of Matt Wilson, whose titles are often arresting. This one is Celibate Oriole.
No comment.
Why even try? Matt is the drummer, along with Andrew D'Angelo, alto sax and bass clarinet, Jeff Lederer, tenor and soprano sax, Chris Lightcap is the bass player. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the jazz guy. So long, thanks for listening. Keep up, but don't get ahead of yourself. Above all, stay cool. Everybody.